For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And as I promised, here's a continuation of our discussion with Philippe Lucas, the Canadian activist, computer guru, and renowned pot grower, and member of DrugSense.org.
As many of your American listeners know, there was a decriminalization bill that was proposed in Canada a few months ago, and it's still unclear as to what exactly is going to happen to that. It might die on paper, as our last decrim bill did last year as well. There doesn't seem to be a lot of political motivation to go ahead with a reasonable form of decriminalization right now in Canada. A lot of the resistance is due to American resistance to this idea as well. We're getting a lot of pressure from the U.S. not to move forward with a modernizing of our cannabis policy up here. Canadians for Safe Access has worked over the last 6 or 8 months with Libby Davies, an MP from Vancouver Eastside, and Senator Pierre-Claude Nolan in order to initiate an Auditor General investigation of our federal cannabis program, which, as I stated, over the last 5 years has been a real monumental failure. It's cost Canadians over $24 million, and yet right now, for example, we only have 80 Canadians ordering the federal supply of cannabis. And so we hope to see some major improvements to the federal program this year as well.
I think much like San Francisco represents a bastion of sanity for many here in the U.S., Vancouver does pretty much the same. They've had some success with their safe injection sites as well.
Oh, absolutely. If we step away from the cannabis realm, we've got some incredible things going on in the west coast of Canada over the next year. We've got one of the most progressive research projects, I think, anywhere in the world that's going to be starting this year. It's called the NAOMI Protocol. It's the North American Opiate as Medicines Initiative. And that's actually going to be a heroin maintenance program. It's going to see the distribution of heroin to a select group of people who suffer from opiate addiction. So I think that's as cutting edge as anything that's going on in the world right now. And as you've stated, the safe injection site has been a bigger success than even the biggest proponents could have anticipated. And so in Vancouver right now, we're seeing, over 600 injections a day taking place at the safe injection site. So that research continues as well. But the initial data from the safe injection site suggests that certainly it's saving a lot of lives. We've seen a lot of people get signed up for treatment, so it's been an overwhelming success for Vancouver.
Philippe Lucas, we thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to your next report.
It's my pleasure, Dean, and let's hope that 2005 really brings some common sense and compassion to drug policy all over North America and Canada, U.S., Mexico, and the rest of the Americas as well. I think that we're on a brink of change right now, and we've just got to make sure that it's positive change and not negative change.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.